Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Kanye West is reportedly about to enter the world of film, specifically the world of pornographic film. With a new studio that is being called Yeezy Porn, which is, it's the next logical step after opening a pre-K through 12th grade Christian private school.
That's right.
You can't say he doesn't have range, right?
That's a decent point from Jimmy Kimmel,
wow,
who I kind of loathe. Yeah, he did open a school because he's such a Christian and put out that Christian album, and he's going to have a porn studio. I don't understand how there's any need for pornography at all from anybody.
I was going to say, I have three questions. What's a guy like you doing porn for? Question number two, why porn? Number three, who wants more porn? Who needs, well, you're going to produce live pornography at this point? The age of AI and there being like, if this were not being aired, I would have a very funny way to put this. I will put it like this instead. When enough pornography exists already to circle the globe 20 times.
Right.
We'll just leave it there.
He's the most openly crazy, but nobody, but like just kind of gets away with it person since Michael Jackson. Like, yeah, just existing in the world completely Fruit Loop nuts.
He's Gonzo.
I mean, if you see the way he has his wife dress and then him, he's wearing his sweats and giant jacket and a mask over his face. He makes her walk around practically naked in high heels. It's so flipping weird.
I don't know that he makes her do anything. I think the two of them are a couple of semi-pornographic performance artists. What they're trying to do or prove, I can't imagine.
I do think
just get attention.
I do think he's crazy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely.
His most
treated for mental illness.
His most recent album he put out is so filthy. It's just very difficult to enjoy on any level.
Yeah. Interesting. So on a completely different topic, those of us who are old enough remember pre 9/11 when we and the FBI and everybody else should have been connecting the dots America was obsessed with shark attacks. There are constant reports on the news about shark attacks, even though there are the same very, very small number of them. But it just became a weird sort of craze there for a minute. Well, I think, and this is an odd comparison, but I think the Alvin Bragg trial in New York of Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels and hush money and porn stars, and I think that is this summer's shark attacks. What's this summer's 9/11? I think we are headed straight toward a Cuban missile crisis, except not in Cuba and not missiles necessarily. China has significantly expanded its investments in and cooperation with the island of Antigua, which is about 220 miles from the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's in the Caribbean. It's a fairly well-known scuba diving and vacationing in that sort of island. It's a Caribbean island. It is absolutely in our backyard. And Newsweek has reported, and very few people are paying attention to this or reprinting it or anything. This is a document from the Antiguans. Officials will study the thoughts of Xi Jinping and is about to be raised a certain part of the island for a Chinese-run special economic zone. According to documents reviewed by Newsweek, it will have its own customs and immigration formalities, a shipping port, and a dedicated airline, and will be able to issue passports. It will establish businesses offering everything from logistics to cryptocurrencies, facial surgery to virology. Oh, the Chinese are going to operate a virus lab in our hemisphere. How interesting. That couldn't possibly go wrong. But what's happening is China is doing what they've done to other third world countries, and they are completely transforming the nature of the country and its government with the help of loans, grants, construction projects. It's the One Belt, One Road, often mistranslated as Belt and Road, One Belt, One Road initiative that China's trying to get going. They are trying to make Antigua entirely dependent upon them. I draw your attention now to what China has done with all of those islands in the South China Sea, where they agreed not to militarize any of them. They just said, no, that's just for shipping and logistics. And they built these little islands. Then they built military bases on them. So now they've got a string of military bases. So someday they can control shipping in the most important shipping lanes on Earth. I believe because Xi Jinping, like Putin, probes and probes and probes until, and as long as he finds weakness, he continues to probe. And it's only when he encounters steel that he backs off. They are going to militarize Antigua in the next 10 years.
If not sooner.
Yeah, they will. And they're so good at this. They're so smart. And this is, you know, Trump says stuff like that and he gets pilloried for it, but he's right. They will, having declared this special, what do they call it, special commercial zone, it's got to have an airfield, right? Of course it does. It's going to be an entirely civilian airfield, of course, until it's not. Until certain Chinese planes just needing to refuel there, then wait a minute, they're there 6 weeks later, and now there are 25 more of them. Guaranteed. A spokesman for the Florida-based U.S. Southern Command, Southcom, acknowledged the recent reports that China's been expanding on Antigua in a statement to, I believe, to Newsweek. Quote, "We are aware that China may use its commercial and diplomatic presence for military purposes. In Asia, Africa, and the Middle East, China has already abused commercial agreements and host country ports for military aims. Our concern is that they may do the same in this region." And Marco Rubio actually warned about this last year. But anyway, keep your eye on that story, folks. Nobody's talking about it.
If you're interested in this sort of stuff at all, I highly recommend that book I keep talking about, David Sanger's The New Cold Wars. Going through the chapter last night, it was all about when she was lying to Obama's face about those islands that they were building and told Obama to his face in the Rose Garden. A reporter asked a question and he said, no, we have no interest in militarizing those. Very shortly thereafter, they did. But Obama didn't want to call out China on a number of different things. We didn't call them out on all the hacking they were doing of our major businesses and stealing all kinds of different information. Didn't call them out on the islands that we had surveillance footage that showed they were militarizing the islands. He was worried about starting a new Cold War. He and Joe Biden are of the same ilk, or more importantly, since Obama's not president anymore, Joe Biden is of the same ilk as his old boss of just don't let's, you know, we don't want to cause any problems. For instance, Ash Carter, who was Secretary of Defense there for a cup of coffee while Obama was president, gave a speech and regularly was saying great power competition is back. And the Obama people told him to stop saying that. They thought the framing was too provocative and it was pissing off Chinese diplomats.
Wow. Ash Carter, my distant cousin, as you may recall, I will. I'm going to give him a pat on the back at Christmas time this year. I haven't seen him. That is unbelievable. Obama believed he could persuade anybody with his great professorial logic and intelligence. And Joe Biden just thinks he can slap their back like he's back in Scranton. They're both just so wildly wrong. There's such hubris in it.
Well, we've had like, I don't know if this is a new thing. I have to ask somebody who knows more about this than me. Presidents that were so personality oriented. Is everybody that's ever been elected president that way? But certainly the last four or so have been Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Joe Biden all feel like they can walk into a room and convince somebody to do what they want them to do. And have been wrong in numerous cases. Talking about George Bush meeting with Putin 22 times, thinking he can convince him to be on our side. Obama thinking he could bring Xi on our side. Trump trying to talk to Fathead in North Korea, and Joe Biden doing his thing. They all just believe their power of personality because it's worked their whole lives and gotten them as far as it did. They can just, and these people walk around and think whatever and do whatever they want to do.
Exactly. The actual global hard asses see that sort of guy coming. They can recognize him and they think, wow, this is going to be easy. All right. This guy, I got to flatter. This guy, I got to say, you make some excellent points. You've changed my way of thinking. That guy, just got to act like I like him. This is going to be so easy. We'll just dupe them. We'll say, you know what? Yeah, we are going to go along with you. And then we'll just keep going with plan take over the world X3. We're not slowing that down. Not for a second. It's a wee.
And then I'll shut up about this. The never ending, specifically out of the Obama Biden crowd, of we don't want to escalate. They should be, the other side should be constantly worried about us escalating. But we make sure that we don't do anything that makes them escalate, which is just a recipe for getting your ass kicked.
Well, it gets back to that probing for weakness over and over. They find it over and over. We don't want to escalate. We got to be cool. No. That's exactly the wrong approach. And hey, maybe Trump's pathological need to look like a tough guy comes from some sort of psychological flaw. But there are times when I think it's really useful. He is obsessed with the idea of not appearing to be weak.
Do you remember when China, we found out about this.
And it's to our benefit, clearly.
Do you remember this story, which I didn't realize we all found out about long after it happened? So China catches on to one of our spy rings, jails and or executes a whole bunch of our CIA sources. Mm-hmm. And that happened under the Obama administration. They knew about it and kept it quiet for a long time until it finally broke in the press. So what she sees is, I execute their spies, I militarize the islands, I hack into their major corporations, and they never say a word. How do you suppose he's going to respond to that?
Right.
That's just disappointing. I highly recommend the book.
Ugh. You know, back to Bill Barr's statement that reelecting Trump is playing Russian roulette, but reelecting Biden is national suicide. I think he's right.
Okay, I'm depressing myself.
You took the rest of us down with you.
I got a bunch of other things to talk about. Wow, another behind the scenes at NPR that I found fascinating, among other things we can get to.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
So Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown actually asked a question Joe was talking about earlier. If a president has immunity, then why did Ford need to pardon Nixon? So we'll hear that coming up in a little bit. I don't know what the answer to that is.
Hey, Jack and I had this conversation off the air just a minute or two ago as a follow-up to the last segment. David Sanger was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Do you want to characterize it just real briefly?
Oh, it's just, it was making me so angry and so insufferable. Jon Stewart, never-ending, well, we're the cause of why China does this. This is why Russia does this. We're just as bad as they are, blah, blah, blah. And the crowd just cheering him on, and it was making me sick.
Yeah, so I was mulling this over during the commercial break that self-hatred is an absolute requirement to be accepted as an intellectual in America. And then I started to think, well, like everywhere, there's actually there's a verse in the Bible from Luke, I believe. I'll hit the King James because that's Jack's favorite version. Then he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country." And then I was reminded of a line from one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands, Uncle Tupelo. The song is about musicians realizing the ugly reality of the music business. It's called We've Been Had. But one of the lines in the song is, nobody loves you where you're from. And it reminds me of our discussion of negative exceptionalism. There's something to earn your bona fides as being cool. You have to hate your own country, have to hate your own town. You have to think no good band could possibly come from around
here. Right.
It's a weird quirk of human psychology.
It is, and I've experienced it many times in my life. Yeah, anyway. That is weird. Try to avoid that if you can, because it's anti-intellectual.
Yeah, it's a cliche. You're just being swept along by what everybody does. Be independent.
So the New York Times has a report out, another behind-the-scenes NPR sort of story that's been popular as of late, about how the previous CEO of NPR was formally accused of racism and investigated by an outside firm. How did that happen? Well, they've got the layout here in New York Times. I'll read through it. They're having a meeting. I'm quoting here in the... Well, it'll make sense as I read it. How are we supposed to support diverse programming, actually commit to DEI and make it not a folly when this company seems scared to talk about money when it is not a $30 million deficit? Shockley asked. NPR said that the second season of Louder Than a Riot, a show on NPR, had comparable marketing support to other podcasts at the network. Shockley, that's the CEO at the time, said they were never shown a marketing budget. Later in the call, Mr. Lansing urged employees, I'm sorry, the CEO is Lansing. Mr. Lansing urged employees to be mindful of civility in their questions. He felt like the conversation was getting too hot. I need you to be mindful of your civility in the questions. An NPR employee wrote an instant messaging chat accompanying the conversation that the word civility is often used as a cudgel against people of color, calling the language choice racist. Said this to the CEO in a message in the meeting because he said, right. Well, let's try to have some civility in this conversation. After the meeting, Shockley filed a human resources complaint against Mr. Lansing, the CEO, saying his remarks about civility amounted to a dog whistle racism. According to a person with knowledge of the exchange, the complaint against Mr. Lansing was referred to an outside law firm, which after an investigation did not recommend any punitive action. Lansing resigned and retired shortly thereafter. Probably thinking,
I'm sure he did. To hell with this.
Screw this ass.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a workplace where you're having a meeting, things get a little hot, you say, let's try to have some civility. Somebody claims you're a racist, and then there's an investigation by an outside firm while you're suspended to see if you're a racist because of that.
And what did that cost? Well, that's a beautiful example of how critical theory works. You just pick something out. You say, oh, that's racist for these reasons. And your opponents are on their heels at best. Or you've already forced them out. The guy quit. He said, I'm not working here anymore.
How crazy is that?
I mean, seriously, I think we ought to take a left here. Well, I think we ought to take a right. You're a racist. Wait, what? Taking a right is racist? Yes, you're a racist. I can't work under these conditions. I'm suing you. That's how it works. It's as stupid and brutal as that.
Do you know why civility's a dog whistle for racism? Because it has. Because this is what they actually said. It's got the word civil in it, as in civil war. Now, why? Even if you connect those dots, why that would be racist, I don't understand.
That is unintentionally hilarious.
That's the actual argument.
Dismantle all DEI programs everywhere they exist immediately.
I do like it when they're eating their own, though. I find that a little bit delicious. Oh, my God.
Little, maybe a little.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The most interesting thing happening, legally speaking, today with Trump, absolutely, is not the courtroom he's in for the Stormy Daniels hush money thing.
Stupidity, yes.
It's what's going on at the Supreme Court around the question of how much immunity does a president have, which is a decision that they're going to make that will affect all presidents going forward in our great nation. And is much bigger than Trump, but it also applies to Trump because if they decide a president has basically blanket immunity for practically everything, I think that more or less ends the Jack Smith case.
Yes, depending. Yeah. There are a variety of rulings they could bring down, including sending it back to the lower courts. It's a fascinating question. I wish Trump wasn't involved, because right. If Trump is involved, everything becomes about Trump, as opposed to a really, really interesting question. But the hearing is going, the oral arguments are going on right now. We just grabbed one quick clip of Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's wrong about everything, but she's answering asking an interesting question here.
But since Benjamin Franklin, everybody has thought, including the presidents who've held the office, that they were taking this office subject to potential criminal prosecution, no?
I see the opposite. I see all the evidence going the other way. Marbury against Madison, Mississippi against Johnson discussed this broad immunity principle that naturally.
So what was up with the pardon? What was up with the pardon for President Nixon? If everybody thought that presidents couldn't be prosecuted, then what was that about?
Well, he was under investigation for both private and public conduct at the time, official acts and private conduct. And I think everyone has properly understood that the president, since like President Grant's carriage riding incident, everyone has understood that the president could be prosecuted.
Counsel, on that.
Grant's carriage ran down a guy and killed him. if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the pardon was not for any of the stuff he was doing. Talking about Nixon here. So Joe asked the question earlier, if presidents have immunity, which I think opposite of what Ketanji Brown says, most of us have been assuming, since nobody went after, well, Abe Lincoln was dead, but nobody went after any president, Clinton, Bush, Obama, or Biden for any of these military strikes, unauthorized drone attacks. Nobody's even brought up the idea of trying to go after them for these things. We've assumed they haven't.
Including at least one that killed an American citizen. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So Joe asked the question, so why did Ford have to pardon Nixon then? Why do I have to pardon him if he has the immunity?
That was actually a pretty decent answer by D. John Sauer, who was representing the, yes, you have some immunity. There's a difference between public actions and private actions.
Well,
so
what were the private, I don't want to get too far off on Nixon and impeachment and Watergate, but what were his private actions that you...
Virtually everything to do with Watergate, except like the firing of...
So all the obstruction,
the attorney general, and
all the obstruction would be considered a private action.
Yeah, and the conspiracy to cover up a mundane burglary is a private action. Has nothing to do with his duties as president. You could argue it has a lot to do with his campaign, but allegedly in this country we keep the president and the White House and the campaign separate. It's hilarious because every election year the president suddenly finds the need to travel to every swing state and make big speeches. But the idea is, and I found the article or the opinion piece that I found so interesting a month ago by Dave Yost. He says, duty and urgency mark the boundaries of broad presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. He says Trump's not going to be the last if this goes the wrong way, and that Jack Smith has summoned spirits he can't contain. Ohio, along with Alaska and Wyoming, have filed a brief setting out how such a test of duty and urgency could work. The more central it is to the duties as president, the greater immunity there is. And they also have, as I said, an urgency standard as well. You know, if the president contemplates doing something for 6 months and he does it and it turns out to be somewhat afoul of the law, that's very different than there was a missile strike and he had to respond immediately. Again, putting Trump aside, this is such an interesting question.
But how would Trump summoning a crowd to attack the Capitol not be a private action in the same way that Nixon obstructing justice was a private action? Would the Trump crowd make the argument that, no, I believed an election had been stolen, so it was in the within the office of the president to try to make sure our elections were fair and free? Is that what the argument would be?
Yeah, that's one of the arguments. That's one of the reasons that there was a testimony and leaks, of course, because the left leaks like crazy, about various aides repeating that Trump said, oh, I know we lost.
Right.
Because that suggests that the whole I'm going to stop Mike Pence from certifying the election was not concern over something unconstitutional having been done. That was just a maneuver.
Right. So some of this does hinge on whether or not Trump actually believed or can convince people he actually believed he won and was cheated.
Right. Was he trying to prevent a constitutional nightmare or perpetrate
one? Huh. That's a tough one.
So if you make a mistake in trying to prevent a constitutional nightmare, you have immunity.
Right.
I mean, according to the doctrine that I'm kind of swayed by.
That would be within the outer perimeter of the president's duties.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a couple more clips of some of the Q&A. You up for it?
Sure.
This is Amy Coney Barrett and Mr. Sauer.
So in the special counsel's brief on pages 46 and 47, he urges us, even if we were to decide or assume that there was some sort of immunity for official acts, that there were sufficient private acts in the indictment for the case to go back and the trial to begin immediately. And I want to know if you agree or disagree about the characterization of these acts as private. Petitioner turned to a private attorney, was willing to spread knowingly false claims of election fraud to spearhead his challenges to the election results. Private?
As alleged. I mean, we dispute the allegation, but of that course. Sounds private to me.
Sounds private. Petitioner conspired with another private attorney who caused the filing in court of a verification signed by petitioner that contained false allegations to support a challenge.
That private. Also sounds private.
Three private actors, two attorneys, including those mentioned above, and a political consultant helped implement a plan to submit fraudulent slates of presidential electors to obstruct the certification proceeding, and petitioner and a co-conspirator attorney directed that effort.
You read it quickly. I believe that's private. I don't want to...
So those acts you would not dispute. Those were private, and you wouldn't raise a claim that they were official.
As characterized, what we would say, Your Honor, if I may, what we would say is official is things like meeting with the Department of Justice to deliberate about who's going to be the acting Attorney General of the United States.
Sure.
Communicating with the American public. Communicating with Congress about matters of enormous...
Thank you. Sir. Thank you.
So that guy with the world's worst voice...
RFK Jr.
I think this guy's is worse.
Yeah.
That's funny. So on The Simpsons the other night, one of the characters dies, and they're at the funeral home. And of course, in classic Simpsons way, like every group of characters in Springfield is also having a funeral at the same time, right? Because that's the way it does. The old seafaring skipper is like having a parrot. His parrot died and is having a funeral. But so Maya Quimby, he's having a funeral for his aunt. And my aunt died. And she said, and then one of the people in the crowd stands up and says, "You know why she died? Because of the vaccine." Shut down. Sit down, RFK Jr. Quimby Jr.
What? Wow.
Wow. That was hilarious. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. This guy with the horrible voice, he is defending Trump, but admitting all of those things are private acts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's okay. So that would be outside of the immunity then.
Right. The way most people are predicting it will go, or the way it seems to be going. How about one more? This is the absolutely brilliant Samuel Alito, who is questioning Michael Dreeben, who's the attorney for Jack Smith, the special counsel. So he's the guy on the other side.
I mean, Mr. Sauer and others have identified events in the past where presidents have engaged in conduct that might have been charged as a federal crime, and you say, well, no, that's not really true. This is page 42 of your brief. So what about President Franklin D. Roosevelt's decision to intern Japanese Americans during World War II? Couldn't that have been charged under 18 U.S.C. 241, conspiracy against civil rights?
Today, yes, given this court's decision in Trump versus United States, in which Trump versus Hawaii, excuse me, where the court said Korematsu is overruled. I mean, President Roosevelt made that decision with the advice of his attorney general. That's a layer
of
safeguard.
Is that really true? I thought Attorney General Biddle thought that there was really no threat of sabotage, as did J. Edgar Hoover.
So I think that there is a lot of historical controversy, but it underscores that occurred during wartime. It implicates potential commander-in-chief concerns about the exigencies of national defense that might provide an as-applied Article II challenge at the time. I'm not suggesting today, but the idea that a decision that was made and ultimately endorsed by this court, perhaps wrongly, in the Korematsu case, would support criminal prosecution under 241, which requires under United States versus Lanier that the right have been made specific so that there is notice to the president, I don't think that would have been satisfied.
Are there any lawyers that don't sound like cartoon characters?
Number one, yes.
And that was an interesting question from Gorsuch.
It was. It also makes clear that none of this has been decided, but it does appear to be heading in the direction of, as Mr. Yost wrote, which I quoted, how central is it to the duties of the office as opposed to kind of peripheral to the office or entirely private? And then he used the fancy word exigencies. It, for our purposes, it means, like David Yost was writing, how urgent is it? How important is it, and how speedy does the president have to be? So I think we're seeing a doctrine kind of take shape in front of our eyes. Worth observing, again, that this country's been around for a hell of a long time. We've had a hell of a lot of presidents, and we've never had to ask or answer this question before. This is the era of lawfare.
Part of it's
that. And Trump's a bit nutty.
Yeah, part of it is the era of lawfare. Part of it is we used to be really careful about trying to elect people that we trusted their judgment enough that you didn't think you needed to go there.
Yeah.
Now nobody, the other side never feels that way about whoever's elected now. But the exception for commander in chief stuff, I mean, that's so broad. So can a president just drone anybody anywhere? Hey, I'm commander in chief. It's a war thing. Leave me alone. There's got to be a limit.
You would think so, yeah. And I tried to trot out a metaphorical example earlier where we're at war with Russia and the president invades Belgium because he likes the cheese. A better example would have been that the president's family is the country's greatest, like, multi-billionaire cheese distributor and invades Belgium for the purpose of controlling their cheese for his profit. I mean, that is an act as commander-in-chief, allegedly, but it's obviously for personal gain. So where does this end? The other thing I wanted to say, and it's just an observation of the times we're in. I don't mean to be, like, discouraging or overly negative, but the greatest example of putting country before politics was when Nixon knew and could prove that Joe Kennedy fixed the election in Chicago, won Illinois, and took the White House. But Nixon knew it would tear the country apart if they prosecuted it, if they took that all the way to the wall. And so he let it go.
Partially because they understood the threat from the Soviet Union, and we can't be, you know, messing around when we've got an adversary out there. Nobody thinks that way anymore.
Whereas now, right, we're under no threats from anywhere. Right. Oh, wait a minute. Right. Oh, golly gee, lots of threats from all over.
So my takeaway is dig up FDR, plant him in the chair, and put him on trial. That's my takeaway.
That's like your inclusion of the Simpsons funeral story, a unique bit of analysis.
Sit down, Quimby Jr., whatever he called him. She died of the vaccine, and you know it. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Folks, imagine what we can do next. Four more years.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years.
That was the four more years. The four more years chant is often not pulled off in a spontaneous way, but that was the least spontaneous presentation of the four more years I've ever heard. Okay. Now you signal the four more years. The crowd has been instructed that that's when they start the chant. All right. And then you say yeah. Pause because you're enfeebled.
An Another one of our clips of the day today. These two plucky young protesters at NYU.
What do you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
She actually asked her friend, do you know why we're protesting?
No, not really. I wish we were more educated.
Numbnut.
The fact that she turns to her friend and says, do you know why we're protesting, is hilarious.
Neither one of them does. All right. Let's see. Just for fun, we're running through some of the sound we haven't gotten to today. This is a 1936 message from AT&T to their customers explaining their newfangled dial telephones.
The telephones in this city will be changed to dial service, and all telephone numbers will be changed. Before calling any number, first secure the number from your new directory. Then remove the receiver and listen for the dial tone. It sounds like this. With the receiver off the hook, dial the desired number. Be sure to allow the dial to freely return to its normal position. And this is the ringing signal. If the line is busy, you'll hear this busy signal.
Now, and Joe and I are old people, so actually we had a party line when I was a kid, which you've never heard of unless you're old. Party line means you shared a line with a whole bunch of other houses. Michael, have you ever heard of this?
I've heard of it, but I've never dealt with it.
Yeah, so you had to pick up the phone, and you might hear your neighbors down the road talking. And you, oh, I'm sorry. I'll try back again later. You had to wait until nobody was on the phone to use it.
Yeah, we didn't have that in suburban Chicagoland. You're out in the country. New country folk with your backward ways. Different life.
Party line, so you couldn't even... You had to wait until other people... And we only had five numbers to dial, too.
Did you use, like, give me Hudson 3500 and with the word in there like they did in old-timey days?
No, but my phone number as a kid was 27779.
Wow. Charming.
Yeah.
A simpler time.
And the party line worked. People didn't listen in on other people's phone calls or each other because you just didn't do that sort of thing.
Nor did they.
Armstrong and Getty.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife. For more information.